The need for healthcare organizations to excel in digital health has never been greater. Consumers demand it, and huge organizations such as Amazon and Walmart are moving into it. Yet hospitals and clinical practices by nature excel in delivering care, not digital solutions. And there's the challenge. Welcome to Modern Practice. I'm your host, Dr. Tom Villanueva. And today we'll talk with the CEO of a leading healthcare organization and with the leader here at Vizient who has served as his business partner. They have both faced up to the challenge of digital transformation in a unique way. Dr. Ken Holman, welcome to Modern Practice. Tell us a little bit about your background and your current role.
Well, I think everybody listening to this has a unique story. So again, thanks for the opportunity to share my story and where healthcare is going with all of our listeners today. For the first 40 years of my professional career, I was a clinical anesthesiologist. And over the last 10 years or so, I have morphed into more executive roles. And my current role is as president and CEO of Centricare Health. And it's been a joy to lead our organization. So maybe a word about Centricare, Tom. We are a 10-hospital system based in outstate Minnesota. We're outside the metropolitan area. We have roughly a little over 13,000 employees, serve roughly 800,000 Minnesotans. And as a result, we have both a combination of a tertiary care, quaternary care facility, but also rural health care, which is a really an interesting dynamic in today's world. So thanks again for the opportunity to be with you today.
Thanks for joining us, Ken. And also joining us is Crystal Mullis to the podcast. Crystal, can you tell us a little about your role and your background as well?
Sure. It's so good to be with you guys today, both Tom and Ken. I lead the member-backed ventures activity for Vizient. Putting that in a nutshell, it really is about providers who are backing newcos and spin-ups and startups across the country and in several ways. One, they're either developing those new companies together and spinning them up out of their organizations, or they're making significant investments in those companies because they believe that those companies are the way to the future as they plan their growth and strategy for their organizations. So I lead that effort. In addition to that, my background is a clinician. I'm a nurse by background, so I've served my time for sure in the provider sector as a CVICU nurse. I also have a history that sort of goes back alongside not only my clinical background, but my entrepreneurial background. I have founded 3 startups myself. And then in addition to that, have led strategy, have done consulting, have led performance improvement services in the company at Vizient as well. So I've had various roles in the company and have had a good opportunity to expand the capabilities that I have both on the entrepreneurial side as well as the provider side. And really what I'm doing today is really focusing on what health systems are doing to back newcos and startups that are changing the way care is being delivered from a digital health perspective.
Thank you both for joining us. So let's dive right into it. First, explain why digital transformation is crucial, even inevitable, in today's healthcare environment.
What a great question. And I think one of the major accountabilities of leaders is not only to understand yesterday, live in today, but plan for tomorrow. And digital transformation really is about all 3 of those arenas. So I'll give you an example. Our cell phones are part of a digital transformation. And I think that when we look at healthcare, we must recognize that we're not exempt from the major market forces that are going in our world. A factoid, more Americans now buy stuff online than they do in a physical store. Amazon is one of the largest companies, if not the largest company in the world, and that's a digital shopping platform. So I think as we look at our world around us, we recognize it's becoming digitized. There are market disruptors. And if healthcare and the employees that we have and the patients and communities that we serve want to be forefront in our mind, we must transform and keep up with what's going on in the world.
I would agree with what Ken has said in terms of both consumers, I would say payers as well, have made it clear that their expectations for healthcare transformation needs to involve a digital first approach, similar to what they experience with other industries in their everyday life. In addition to that, 2020 was a record year for investment in digital health, and provider systems still have yet to fully capitalize on the benefits of digital solutions for their organizations to really have those benefits accrue for growth and value, but also support the strategic objectives that they have really to improve their access of care for patients and across their communities that they serve. With the infrastructure that's in place today with healthcare, providers are having to move towards that more hybrid model of digital plus physical assets to really provide care.
Many people think of digital strategy as kind of some highfalutin, cloud, ethereal, hard to put your hands around. strategy, and it actually isn't. Some of it's very complex. Some of it's quite modern. Some of it's a challenge for us clinicians or our employees to get our arms around it. But a digital transformation impacts our employees. We're revising our entire employee engagement platform to become more digital friendly. It impacts our patients, consumers, our communities. Everything that we touch and we see has now become a digital transformative element. For example, this podcast today, 5 years ago, would not have been possible. Now it is. And so this notion of digital transformation is not some esoteric pie in the sky, out of this world conversation. It is very real and impacts every part of our organization and everybody who we touch. And as Crystal well said, we are becoming both a high touch and a high tech organization through the many people that we interact with.
Both of you mentioned the consumer, but can you elaborate further how consumerism is actually accelerating this?
I think there's several trends. One is that we used to view our patients as a captive population. In other words, there's some geography associated with my patient. Now, it could be 20 or 30 miles or a referral pattern or whatever. But this sense of the patient, a relationship with a hospital or a physician, was sacrosanct in healthcare. And we have found nowadays that geography has no boundaries in a digital world. I think that's extremely important, as maybe as threatening as it is to our ego or our identity. This notion of patients shopping Google for doctors or checking up how you're rated or being able to access online WebMD for resources and professional thoughts. So this whole notion of owning a patient is really important, but it means that ownership now is fragile and can have many different parts. And the second thing why consumerism is so important is that the rest of the world has gone that way. When's the last time somebody went to a bank? On your iPhone or your iPad, you can get every element of a banking encounter without setting foot in a physical bank. So I think one thing is that this notion of ownership has changed, and the second is that the rest of the industries are changing right along with us.
The only other thing I would throw in there, Tom, is that as providers and folks who are watching the industry, the patient journey through a system like healthcare continues to be the focus, not only of health systems, but for new entrants that are coming into the space. And so those new entrants are trying to figure out how to reduce the friction points and hassles that patients have to go through just to access the system and to move through the system and get their care. And patients today and consumers today, this is the push, are really demanding that there be better access, better and easier access, frictionless access. And the way they know to do that is through digital tools. Those digital tools that they are familiar with other industries that they engage with, give them access to things. They expect that, are expecting that more of healthcare. And they also expect things sometimes that they don't see. They expect clinicians to coordinate care more easily than they do today. The archaic ways of having to do that on the phone or through a fax machine or other systems are just not acceptable as we move forward in today's world. So they have a higher expectation around that. And I would say COVID has sort of spurred the race to expand that and to speed that up or accelerate that, because we've actually seen those new entrants come on the scene. We've seen healthcare providers step up their game in trying to increase their digital footprint to create more seamless, frictionless experience.
Tom, I want to just highlight this notion of friction that Crystal talked about. Traditional healthcare was an episodic occurrence that had a fair amount of friction. The friction might be that you were sick or you had to drive, whatever, have a test done. And the healthcare of the 21st century is going to be not episodic, but continuous. More emphasis on preventative healthcare, more emphasis on communication, more emphasis on managing your needs as a consumer in real time. And that's an important distinguishment, I think, as we compare healthcare of the 21st century versus that of 20 to 30 years ago. Episodic versus continue, on demand versus at a provider pace.
I can certainly see that, but is there a generational component to this?
So now you're talking to kind of an old guy. So I'm 69, and I grew up in a small town in Iowa, and my telephone number was two longs and a short, for those of you that remember old party lines with a rotary phone. Technology does not stop for anybody, and there is a generational challenge with both the consumer slash the patient and with the provider slash organization. Some physicians who are my age are challenged by this notion of the digital revolution. On the other hand, we have providers my age who are extremely facile and adept with technology. Certainly, we can state with a fact that the younger folks are very facile. My grandkids are remarkable with technology. Now, sometimes that's not a very good thing, but I think overall we can say that technology is changing the way we live our lives, that there is this awkward hump that we have to get over for us gray-haired and sneaker generation. But this is with us, and it will continue to change, and the consumers will get more facile. And we as organizations and providers need to get more facile. But it is an awkward time right now because we're trying to live in two worlds at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. There's a hybrid model that works and bridges the generations. To Ken's point, I do think we have this next generation or the current generation that's coming up today. They're digital natives and they're digital loyalists. So they've not known anything different. And then we have the spectrum of the baby boomers who try to stay up to speed with it. However, digital is not here, in my opinion, to supplant everything about what we have today in our care model. It's meant to augment it and make it more efficient and better for all. The beauty of the solution that we need takes both digital assets, digital capabilities and solutions, combines that with a more personalized high-touch approach that Ken talked about earlier into a unique valued experience that consumers will like, regardless of the generation. We have to find ways to have both of those capabilities exist in a world that create value versus just saying it's all going to be about digital, because I don't think it's all going to be about digital. I'm sort of a bridge in between the baby boomer generation and the Gen X's and Gen Z's and all of that. So I think it's both. I think it's a bridge between that we can find the right hybrid model that creates the most value. It's not one or the other.
Crystal made a really good point about the COVID pandemic as an accelerant in this digital journey. So we, like everybody listening to this call, last March or last February, had to quickly transform to a broader digital / technology driven platform to provide care. Now we're coming out of the COVID pandemic, and so we are seeing more and more people come back to in-person traditional care models. That said, it won't return all the way back to normal it was 3 years ago. And that's an important consideration. We're not going to abandon the digital progress we made. We recognize, as Crystal said, that some people will continue to live in these two worlds at the same time. But we have to understand that the digital world is here to stay, and how do we adapt and create new models of care that have less friction and are more consumer-centric facing and keep our providers and our organizations in business and happy.
Crystal, Ken, thank you for joining us on the program today. We'll have you back next week to continue our discussion. And to our listeners, please join us for other Modern Practice podcasts on the Vizient Medical Leadership Channel. Subscribe today, like us, or send us your comments. Also, listen and subscribe to SG2 Perspectives, the podcast on the latest healthcare strategy. I'm Dr. Tom Villanueva. Thanks for listening.